Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, we're back, bitches. Real Ass Podcast Friday show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. And with me, as always, it's the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
I'm excited. Very excited to be here, Gas Digital Network Live. If you guys are not tuning in live, you guys are idiots. Come on, be a part of the live experience every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern on GasDigitalNetwork.com. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to sign in. You just got to go to the website. But if you do subscribe, use that promo code REP, get a 14-day free trial. Live chat is up right now. I'm in the live chat on my phone. I forgot my computer at home today because my head's in the fucking clouds. And I
bet it is.
I have my...
We've seen photographic evidence.
I have fucking... Did we just discuss this? We literally just had the discussion.
Fat, juicy clouds.
Hell yeah, dude. So listen to me, okay? Yeah, and we are... Thank you very much, Joey W79 in the chat. Says 11:05. Holy shit, we're doing it. We've never started this early. Shannon. Is this a new Louis J. Gomez? A newest J. Gomez?
I'm going to say no. This is just a fluke, I think.
Louis J. Gomez.
Great show planned today. H. Foley joins us from the Are You Garbage podcast. What's up, kid?
Buddy, thank you for having me. Good to see you both.
I'm very happy to have
you. Shannon, good to see you as well.
Yeah. You too.
Shannon fucking freaked me out this morning. She showed me a deep fake of her as Spider-Man. Shannon, can you pull that up?
Because yeah.
It bugs me.
Fun.
Your face... works as a dude somehow.
It looks just like my father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd smash.
Dad?
Yeah, I'd smash your dad. Why not? Fuck it. Let's go. Pull it up, Shannon. Look at this. This freaked me out. She's like, you want to see something? I was like, stop.
What the fuck?
But I also realize how Who pretty Shannon is I'm from Spider-Man. This as well, but she's a pretty man. Shannon's way better looking as a dude, I'm realizing. Like, Shannon, you're very attractive, but like that right there.
Yeah, but
there,
if you were a twink, woo!
Yeah, if you were like a young, fucking hot, college age, I guess half Asian, is that what she looks like in that? I like it. You have a nice facial structure, Shannon. Look, it's very symmetrical. Isn't that the definition of like a good looking is a symmetrical face?
I think that's supposed to be,
yeah.
And it's also, I mean, it's definitely like very touched up version of my face.
Oh, so somebody did this.
Yeah, somebody did this.
This wasn't an app. This is somebody actually put
some
time
into
it.
Yeah, somebody did this, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, that's a real stalker right there, I'll tell you
that. Yeah, that guy is fucking a real nerd.
He did one for Ari and for Bert Kreischer. It's a Dave's Deep Fakes for you.
Nice. All right, fuck it. Dave's Deep Fakes. Go fucking
crush it. Is there a story behind why it's Spider-Man, or he just picked Spider-Man?
I think he picks certain clips and then does like 3 or 4 deep fakes with that clip. That's what it looks like on his Instagram.
I like it. Well, go follow that guy. Good for him. That was fucking bizarre. And good. Look, here's the thing. We have a lot to talk about today.
Hold on real quick. So if we just got a hooker with Shannon's kind of body, we could make... the Lewis Shannon porno.
Oh my God.
With that guy.
I never even realized that. What's his name again, Shannon?
No, I'm not telling you.
What's his name again? That would actually be.
I forgot.
Because that was some better deep fake shit that I've seen before. But can you jerk off to deep fake porn? I cannot.
Not if it looks bad, but if it was a quick clip on, I don't know, OnlyFans.
Ooh.
Like an 8-second doggy style clip?
Ooh, Shannon. Is that's probably considered some sort of harassment, right?
I would say
so. If I pay somebody to create a deep fake of me and Shannon having unprotected sex.
It's definitely going in my file.
Yeah. Shannon, listen to me. You're gonna own a company that's worth nothing at the end of all of this, please.
We did this already though.
Here's the problem. Shannon can't take me down because if Shannon takes me down, what is she gonna sue me for? It's a beautiful, weird conundrum that she's in, right?
But we did this before. We had, remember, the fans submit porn of you and I.
Oh, that is true. So yeah. I've already done this. It's already in the file.
Yeah, it's already your idea.
Yeah, but not a deepfake.
Not a video.
Yeah, not a video deepfake. That's fucking where it's at.
I like that deepfake stuff. It's pretty cool.
You like it?
I do, because if in the future, if I ever get in trouble for some weird video, that's the first thing out of my mouth.
You think it's a deep fake, obviously.
Oh, man, what? That fuck.
Duh. It's a deep fake.
Never met that guy in my life. I don't know. Fuck the fuck. I was home with my kids all night.
But do you like the deep fake porn? Can you jerk off knowing that it's not really the chick?
No. Is that a thing?
That's a real thing. It a is? Real category. Yeah. Shannon, pull up the best deep fake porns out there. There's got to be some that are really, really good, right? But it's like, it's just, there's no... It's almost like when you find out there's a body double in a movie.
Yeah, it kills you.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that's just not hot the same way that I want it to be.
I found out that the main actor in The Mandalorian wasn't always in the suit. That really fucking bothered me.
You remember on fucking Game of Thrones? First season, that bitch was naked. And it was great. Mm-hmm. And they were like, wow. Like, holy shit. Fucking
Daenerys?
I was going to call it DeLorean. The car in the Back to the Future movie. That's what I was going to call
it's
her.
It's a deep fake with the Doc Brown's face on it. Some inside of her.
He just opens her pussy.
Oh, my God.
Marty, we've got to go. Yeah, the that chick. But then they came out like later on, right? Once the show fucking kicked off and she got famous, she was like, yeah, I'm not getting naked anymore. Fuck you. Use a computer, bitch. And I believe the one where she was on the steps where it was like everything's burning down behind her and she's just, or she walks out of the fire. That's right. When she walks out of the fire, I believe it's no longer her. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're correct.
And I can't jerk off to that. That's not hot anymore. Okay.
Well, not after you watch her get fucking dog fucked by the fucking
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo.
I was imagining Khal Drogo the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Cause to be honest with you, Khal Drogo is objectively hotter than Daenerys. Daenerys also was, I think at first we were very excited about how hot she was. And then you started to go like, yeah, she's not even that fucking hot. She's okay.
She's fine. Beautiful girl.
She's good. She's just good. But she's not by Hollywood standards. You know, she's got fucking goofy teeth. She's got fat arms. Anyway, there she is. Look at her. Look at her goofy teeth and fat arms.
Oh, she's great. What do you mean?
She's perfect. She's
an angel.
She's perfect angel.
She literally looks like a computer generation of the perfect woman.
Yeah, she's
phenomenal. A deep fake herself.
Yeah.
I never saw Game of Thrones.
Are you kidding? It was fucking great, dude. That chick right there. Go back. Go back, Jen. That chick is my chick. Behind her.
Mm.
Yes. The fucking half black chick.
Sandry.
Oh, yes. She was so hot. And she fucked the guy with no dick. So, you know, you could just please this bitch. She doesn't really have much standards. So.
What'd she do?
I think she was Daenerys' slave.
No, but what'd she do with the guy with no penis?
He went down on her a bunch. I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah, like, we never really saw much of it.
They sort of scissored. I guess they scissored. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, cool. I found one deep fake. It's buffering pretty badly, but I figured you'd like it because it's Jessica Alba.
Oh, fuck yes. All right, maybe I will like it. Let's see. This is pretty good already. It does look like her.
There's one like freaky glitch moment, though.
Let's see. Oh, hello, Jessica Alba.
That is fucked up.
Oh, that was a little freaky glitch moment, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like jerking off to The Ring.
Okay, this is pretty fucking good. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'm sort of being turned on right now by this deep fake, and I'm in a room with Zach and Foley, which, to be honest, I can feel the perspiration falling off their bodies. It's not exactly the sexiest experience. What is going on? Are you kidding me? What?
Surprise.
No way.
Ooh, oh, that thing real? Holy shit.
Are you kidding me? This is how good it got.
A surprise for you.
Yeah, it's buffering weird.
Oh, I will. Literally, we're going to watch this whole deep. I don't give a fuck how long this buffers for.
They can't sue for that?
Can they? I guess not, right?
You got to be able to. That's wild. Dude.
That is bananas.
That's wild.
That is fucking really good. No, they can't do anything with their mouth. It's a deep fake.
I think we're going to find out.
No way. No. Dude, if that goes in her mouth, we're stopping the show to masturbate right now. I don't care. Shannon, that is what?
All right, it's a little
it doesn't matter, though. It's still pretty good. Like, her bottom lip is disappearing. Jessica, you fucking whore.
Is this from Fantastic Four? This is a director's
looks
cut?
Looks more like a Fantastic Eight, if you ask me. Hello. She's teasing it too. Oh my God.
You realize the people that watch live on the West Coast, this is 8 o'clock in the morning.
They're just going to literally jerk. That's crazy.
That was great.
That's crazy. Why is her cheek going out like that, though? That's a little weird. I mean, does it keep going? Shannon, why don't we fast forward a little bit and see where it goes? Shannon doesn't understand how men masturbate.
No,
here's the problem. Yeah. I could jerk off. I couldn't just jerk off to this. So I need to know that he's going to be having sex with her and cream pieing her later on in this movie in order for me to...
And then I can go back.
It's all blow. This one's all blowjob. I'll look for more.
Still, that's a spicy meatball, crazy man.
That's got to be a lawsuit.
Hey, Ralph, watch your porn.
Hey, Ralphie. You think that's a lawsuit? No.
Gotta be. You can't do that.
I'm sure. I mean, is Jessica Alba really like...
Anybody making money off of that?
Probably, right? It's probably on somebody's fucking Pornhub channel, their X-Videos channel.
It's a website called Mr. Deepfakes.
Mr. Deepfakes.
And it looks like you can sign up.
Ooh. I mean, I guess it would have to be... She probably could go after them and say, hey, they're using my image for something.
Sure.
And not sue them, but like do some sort of like cease and desist. You know, I have no idea. But I don't really know. I have no idea like what parody law is if you're allowed to do shit like that.
I love that Lewis's interpretation of that is like it's a Weird Al song.
It's like SNL. It's like an SNL sketch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, does that count under parody law?
The Fantastic Whore.
But it's also, they know it's deepfakes, right? On the website, it's called deepfakes. They're not pretending that it's actually her. But that was way better. The last time I even tried to look at a deepfake, like the head would be sort of floating and like be out here like smiling from some movie.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Who is that?
It's Jessica Alba again.
Again, Jessica's, she's really out there, huh? See, this isn't as good.
You can tell.
It also doesn't really look like Jessica Alba. And also, she's blown out. Like, I don't want to imagine that Jessica Alba's fucking all blown out like that. All right.
I think that's better.
Tattoo on the leg is a problem. I would know that that's not Jessica Alba's leg. Like, she doesn't have that tattoo.
She's Jewish, for God's sake.
Is she? No.
Nah.
Don't ever say that again. Not on this show. Son of a bitch, Foley.
We're just so spoiled. Dude, I used to be able to
crank
it.
That's pretty fucking good, actually.
That's pretty good.
Because they get the skin tone to match.
Dude, I used to be able to jerk off the pictures of, like, Lita from WWF, fake topless pictures of her, and her head wouldn't even be the same color as the fake body.
So you
and can, I mean, that's close enough.
I still don't think I could jerk. It's still hot. Like, it was surprising
like
how
17,
good it was.
16, 17.
It's surprising how good that is, but it's still, I don't think it's actually jerk-offable.
No, it's too...
It's just not her.
Yeah.
You just can't, I can't get my head wrapped around that.
If you didn't know that was a deep fake, though.
I wouldn't. I would look at that and go, there's something not right about it. The lighting looks weird.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's pretty fucking good. All right, look, moving on. Shannon.
The lighting.
Shannon.
Yes.
We got to talk about this. This is a big fucking deal because we've been talking about your dying breasts for a very, very long time. And apparently, after 14 years, Chrissy Teigen celebrates the removal of her breast implants, complete with an RIP boob cake right here. RIP 2006 to 2020, and she had them removed. Did she put them in the cake?
I don't know. This was before.
Those are her real boobs on the cake.
Yes.
Some fucking morbid shit. I mean, good for Chrissy Teigen, but she's not getting them. Like, Shannon, you don't want to use yours removed. You want to have yours removed and then replaced with bigger, better ones.
Yeah. Or just like newer ones.
Yeah.
She's had them for 14 years though, so she's like had them for a while. But she probably didn't start with like a flat chest. Like she probably had decent boobs to start with.
Is Chrissy Teigen hot? Am I supposed to think she's hot?
I think she's more like an inspirational mom now.
Was she hot back in the day or something?
I don't remember.
She was never hot. I was like, why do people talk about Chrissy Teigen? No offense to women, but I got to be honest with you. It's like she's been sort of at the forefront. It's not like she came out now. Like 2020, you get some fucking dumpy broad that's like, hey, you know, I'm a human too. And you're like, all right, fine. Yeah, Chrissy Teigen used to be hot. That's what it was. She was fucking smoking back in the day. And then she married John Legend. Oh, yeah, she was retarded. She's one of the hottest. What are you talking about, Foley? That is excellent. And now what happened? She's
mom. She's fucking does recipes.
I don't want to be shitty, you know.
Videos
but
of her kids playing and shit.
She's a bigger, thicker chick now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many kids does she have?
I don't know.
I think two.
I mean, you know, Hollywood... No excuse. Jessica, how many kids does Jessica Alba have? Find out that. And
from
Jessica
that video,
Alba,
she's got one on the way. I can tell you that.
She just swallowed one.
She has three
kids. Exactly. Now, pull up Jessica Alba now and Jessica and Chrissy Teigen now. I'm just saying, Chrissy, if you're trying to fucking be out there and be inspirational, it's a little bit more inspirational to go the Jessica Alba route and just stay hot until you're 70. You know? And Chrissy Teigen's pulling out her titties. That's the best part of a bigger chick is she got those big fat tits.
Yeah, now...
That's a problem.
That's what a problem. If Shannon got her titties removed and we just pretended like we couldn't see her? Oh? Do we not have a producer back there?
Yeah, she said the reason behind the removal, they've been great to me for many years, but I'm just over it. I like to be able to zip a dress in my size, lay on my belly with pure comfort. Is that true, Shannon? You can't lay on your belly with comfort?
Yeah, you kind of have to like be mindful of how you're laying. Like,
why? It'll hurt?
Yeah, it'd be uncomfortable. Like on a massage table, you know, with like your face and the whole thingy, it's not. Or like on the beach, I have to like, you know, make room in the sand for my
You
boots.
Have to dig titty holes in the sand?
The same way turtles lay their eggs. Jen has to bury your tits in the sand.
Why don't they just make a massage? Run to the ocean real quick so a hawk doesn't get it.
You know, Seagulls. They say 80% of Shannon's tits don't make it to the water. Don't they make a massage table for girls with big fat tits with three holes then?
There you go.
She does have three holes. What are you talking about? Shannon, I need another pen. This one, either my hands are too slippery and I can't get it off. Every piece of the pen is falling apart as I slip apart of my hands, and I'm getting sweatier and more angry about it as I stand.
It's please. Like watching a monkey try to peel a banana.
Oh, it's making me so angry. Fuck me, Shannon. I just threw that right at Shannon's face.
I know someone who just naturally had big boobs and then had a reduction because of that reason, because they were uncomfortable.
Yeah. I've
traitors.
It was me.
I've hooked up with a couple of girls that have had breast reductions as well, you know, which I get.
Yeah, it's got to be a pain in the ass.
Big, gigantic titties aren't always great. They get a little sloppy. Sometimes you want to fucking, you know, like, hey, control those a little bit. They're fucking out of here, you know? I was asked a great question recently. I think this is a great question. And Shannon, please chime in as well. I want a woman's opinion on this because you reminded me by saying massage. If you could choose one free of charge for the rest of your life, it's a fucking great question, by the way. Masseuse, personal masseuse, or personal chef? Daily massages, or they cook you. Now, listen, you got to buy your own food. Obviously, it's not like the chef just. It's not like you're eating for free for life, right? But they cook it for you. You can be as healthy as you want. You can get crazy. You can just literally whatever you want to eat, or you have somebody that can do any type of massage you want to do at any given moment. Do you know how nice a massage feels?
Yeah, but is it like a Bob Kraft massage or just a regular straight massage?
What's a Bob Kraft massage? I'm thinking you're talking about a rub and tug from the context of the way you said it, but I've never heard it of. Called a Bob Kraft.
That's the football guy, right?
Yeah, the owner of the Patriots.
Oh.
Got caught in Florida.
Okay, I remember that. That was like a big...
Getting a squeegee, yeah.
And I remember being like, what? They have a list of names?
Yeah. It was a shady place, too.
Yeah, of course.
It's like the FBI saw this Rolls Royce pull in and was like, we'll keep an eye on this guy.
There you go. No, we'll say not a Bob Ross massage, or not a Bob Ross.
We're going to put just a little finger right over here.
Happy little trees on his asshole.
Happy little penis. A happy little penis. Oop, that's a happy little mistake. That's okay. That's okay. We'll say a real massage. What do you fucking choose? Shannon, you're saying personal chef.
I say chef because, like, if you're dieting or something, you can just get, you know, pick any recipe that fits your diet perfectly, and you'll just be killing it in your diet.
Yeah.
I pick chef.
There's more benefit, I feel like, overall for health longevity, just overall happiness with a chef. But a personal masseuse.
They say they're really good for you.
A massage as well? Yeah. You're right. I don't think. I'm going to, and I want to get your answers as well, but I think I'm going to tend to agree with Shannon. And it's just because if you, like, I go through these up and downs with getting back in shape, not getting in shape. I'm training today. I'm back out training with Diego today, which is very exciting. But. Having a chef, the accountability really, it almost becomes like you also, when you go to a person, like, all right, like if I order food, let me get some fucking, let me get an egg roll, fucking pork fried rice, whatever it is, right? Boom. They send
it. Sure, this is Wendy's.
But you order food and that's that. There's not really much accountability. Who really gives a shit? when you cook for yourself, there's a lot more accountability because you're like, what am I fucking doing here? And if you, let's say you have a wife or a girlfriend or whatever, you, they sort of keep you in check. But a guy like me where it's like, I don't really have anybody to keep me accountable. My kid does to a certain degree. My kid's like really health conscious and doesn't want to eat shitty stuff all the time. But it's very easy just to get caught up eating shitty. If I had to look a person in the face who the first conversation I'm going to have with this personal chef is like, listen to me, we're going to fucking live a healthy lifestyle, clean eating. We're going to have a fucking whole hoorah Braveheart speech where we're talking about how important my health is.
Have you ever stuffed a ham with Oreos?
But within a week when I fall off, I'm going to be like, all right, dude, I need a fucking personal pizza. And I have this person, this cocksucker judging me every single day. I think I'd probably keep myself a little more accountable.
Do we get to pick the chef?
No, you don't get to enslave any human as your chef.
We can't pick who, what chef, because I go for Guy Fieri.
No, you can't get a celebrity chef. There's no celebrity masseuses out there, right? No, it doesn't exist. You don't get to pick the chef.
Okay.
But it's going to be a good chef. It's going to be a great masseuse, great chef, high quality. Fucking, what do you say, fool?
I'll go with the chef. If I come home banged up and I want a fucking 5-egg omelet, he'll hook it up, right?
Or honestly, you could probably tell the chef to massage you sometimes. I'm sure, like, he's happy to have the job.
There you go. I go with the chef.
Zach, what do you say?
I'll go masseuse.
Masseuse.
100%.
Nice.
I like my wife's cooking.
Okay, so you also have a wife. Yeah. That's another thing.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but think about how much your wife would love to not cook and then just...
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Does she always cook? Do you ever cook?
Yeah, we split it up.
Does your wife's massages suck, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they terrible? Don't you fucking hate... By the way, let me give a little piece of advice. Scam that broad, okay? This is solid. We haven't done a Scam That Joe in a hot minute, Shannon. And by the way, if you guys want to join the conversation, okay, please shoot us an email, realassofficial@gmail.com. We need some scams. We haven't done a Scam That Joe in a hot minute. Let's get some in this week, and we'll have the return of Scam That Jew segment, because I've seen some people that have tagged me in them online, on Instagram, on Twitter. So send in those scams, even if they're not your original scam. If you hear about a great scam, please send it in. You can still win a free Scam That Jew t-shirt. Scam That Broad, though. Scam That Coos. You want to know how you scam that coos? The first time you go to give a girl a massage, just be bad at it. Be bad at it. Don't, because my problem is I give fire ass massages. Okay, Shannon, edit this part out in case any women in the future like they hear this. Like, I hear you give a great massage. No. What you got to do is you got to fucking just do it like barely touch them. Be like, you like it? Is this okay? Like creep.
Cat playing the piano.
Ding 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 ding. That's what you just press a little bit. She's like, does that feel good, babe? And then breathe a lot. And try to sweat.
Well, done.
Yeah, okay. Breathe heavy, okay, and put your weight on her back. Like, just make it uncomfortable. She's like, you know, this is nice, but it's okay. And then you're never going to be required to have to fucking massage her again.
I have that for real right now. Because usually my technique, I mean, all through middle school, high school, college, I was the fucking massage master. But for some reason, my girlfriend now, every time I touch her, say, oh, just stop.
Oh, she doesn't like it?
She doesn't like it.
Smart, though. You don't have to fucking do all that work. My problem is in the beginning of a relationship, like, I massage a girl while I make love to her. Like, I massage so much, I'm like, yo, you want it from doggy style? And then I give her a back rub while I'm fucking her doggy style, and she's just in heaven. And she's like, this is a god amongst men.
Classic
move. And
then
within a month, I'm like, I hate you. I hate you so much. Oh, I hate you so much. I don't want to fucking massage you.
It's so weird how that wears off like that.
It is weird.
It's crazy.
I know. And I think it's the crazier of a guy you are, the more you were hurt by your mom, I think the more that happens. I think that's there's some correlation between how much you were hurt by your mother and how unattracted you get to a woman that you're supposed to be falling in love with.
Mm-hmm. You know? Women, too. That's got to be the same way with them.
I don't think so. I think a woman gets more. I think the sex. Am I wrong about this, Shannon? Or maybe it's with somebody. I think the sex gets better with from a woman's perspective as you like become more deeply connected, more deeply in love. You start to understand each other. It should actually get better. You should become the same way you'd get better at running a three-legged race with somebody if you practice a little bit. You know, that should be fine. But what do you think? Am I crazy about that?
Yeah, I think you're asking like the wrong person, because I'm like the biggest prude in the world. Mm. But for me, yeah, I need to have a connection. Otherwise, the sex isn't going to really get anywhere for me.
Doesn't do anything at all.
Not really.
No. You're just lying there and letting him use you to masturbate.
Yeah.
Mm, hot. Guys, think about that. Think about that.
Blame Shannon.
Fuck yeah. for that boner Shannon just gave you. They do love you, Shannon. They're really nice. Do you ever get people being mean to you? No.
Yes.
No.
There's a lot of shittiness.
No.
Yes.
What do they say?
It's just like,
the things that hurt you specifically. No, give them ideas.
None of it hurts me. I've really like grown a lot while I've worked here.
You have to have a little bit of a thick skin, right?
Yeah. It's none of it like annoys me because I know where it's coming from. But they get really shitty sometimes.
Oh. If you're mean to Shannon, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, totally.
Shannon might be the nicest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Harrington might not say that.
Well, because you're actually really mean to the staff. But
that's not true. Only some of the staff.
People don't realize exactly how shitty Shannon can get. All right, guys, real quick, we got to thank Cushy Dreams. Smoke your CBD because you can. If you guys don't know about Cushy Dreams, they're awesome. They make the best high-quality cannabis flower CBD-infused bud. This is CBD bud. This is not THC. It does not get you high, but it looks and smells like delicious, unbelievable herb. Dave Smith has been living off this stuff because he stopped smoking weed a few years ago, doesn't want to get high, wants to seem a little bit more sharp. I smoke it every morning now. I've been doing in the morning, instead of waking and baking, which I've been known to do.
And then you're a little fuzzy all morning. You crash by lunchtime.
Yeah, I want to go to sleep before lunch
like
is even over.
Like shit sometimes.
Terrible. I have none of that. It's just the benefits of the CBD. It's an immediate reaction as well. When I take a bong hit of Cushy Dreams bud, immediately my anxiety is gone, but I still have the clarity to get my work done. This is great if you guys are looking to have the benefits of CBD. You like smoking, you enjoy smoking. When I take CBD drops or you know, the isolates, if I do gummies, things like that, sometimes I don't feel the effects right away. I'm like, is this even doing anything? That's not the case with Cushy Dreams. Okay, they have pre-rolls, they have little canisters, they come in a really cool they have a really cool like packaging as well. It looks like almost like a tuna can that it's in.
Plus, if you have preferences, they do have indicas, sativas, and then blends,
of course. So if you right now go to cushydreams.com, that's k-u-s-h-y dreams d-r-e-a-m-s.com, and when you check out, use the promo code r-a-p, you save 20% off your entire order. cushydreams.com, use that promo code rap, save some cash. All right, where were we? So what's going on now? What is Juneteenth? I don't even know what Juneteenth is. Is it am I racist for not knowing this?
No, it's
is this a black holiday?
Yeah.
Unofficially. In Texas, it's a holiday.
But they're making it like a real holiday now. They're like,
yeah.
By the way, if you're one of the people like you're like, yeah, we won. Juneteenth is a holiday. Like, guys, that's nothing. It doesn't mean it. I don't know, like,
see, I feel like I was a kid when they pushed Kwanzaa real hard.
Yeah.
And now I feel like nobody fucking cares about Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa was...
You never hear about Kwanzaa.
It was sort of like before there was memes, Kwanzaa was a meme. Yeah. You know, before it was like it was like you'd hear about Kwanzaa, like, oh, how are we celebrating Kwanzaa? It'd be on the news for like a little short button segment. They give like a 1 minute like, look, this fucking black guy celebrates Kwanzaa with his family. You're like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
never,
a nice thing.
Not anybody that celebrates. Oh, everybody, Christmas. Yeah, Christmas or Hanukkah.
Fucking crazy. So what is Juneteenth? I don't even know what it is. I just heard it a lot in the past couple days.
Is the day, I believe, Texas Marshals... freed the last few remaining slaves in Texas, and I think it was like 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay, now what is the Emancipation Proclamation?
The order I think Lincoln did to free the slaves.
Yes.
Okay, now who is Lincoln? The log guy? Who is this?
That the guy from There Will Be Blood?
What is this going on? The $5 bill guy. Okay. I like him.
It was Granger, I believe, was the name of the colonel.
That's right.
Hermione.
Yeah, Granger went into...
Hermione, Harry Potter reference. Just throwing it out there, guys. I do... If you guys know the type of improv that I do, it's just word association. If you've ever watched this show, I'm not good at improv or speaking, but if you say something, I'll do some sort of quick word association, and one out of every 10 times, kind of funny, and it makes people giggle, and they go, this is dumb. Okay. That's my comedy right there for you guys.
No, it was Granger went into Galveston and proclaimed that that was like the last... like territory or whatever, where to free the slaves. But
so
it wasn't stupid.
I thought it was like there was a dumb reason behind it.
No, it's the last of the slaves getting free.
But it wasn't until, I think, December of that year. I think this was 1865. And in December...
Why do you know so much about these facts?
He's on point with all of it.
What is going on right now?
I'm pretty sure.
By the way, we're all just phonies. We set this up. This is how all of our segments work, too. We really set up our guests to look like
they're
really...
The 13th Amendment wasn't ratified until later that year.
Get the fuck out of my studio.
I'm telling you.
Get out.
I think that's right.
Did you... Hold on. Did Derek and Monroe make you learn these facts in order to be their friend? No. Is that what it was?
No.
You want to hang out with black comics in Philly, you need to learn everything about the history of the Emancipation Proclamation. Foley.
My potato salad's on point. I can tell you that.
Foley's fucking...
I believe that's right. Something like that.
Yeah, everything.
They weren't. Right. Nobody was actually freed in that moment. It was just like they got to Texas and was like, "All right, you got to let these guys go too."
Can you imagine that news getting to you? Like 2 years later, like they what?
Yeah,
they freed them 2 years ago.
2 years.
It's crazy. It's like in World War One when they like signed the peace treaty. There were still fights going on. Like, hey, imagine fucking dying after that.
Yeah, Twitter would have just solved that in an hour. Get a few retweets. Everyone's happy. Everyone's good.
War's over.
So let's see. So the story behind the blah blah blah, Galveston, blah blah blah. Okay. So
it was right. Galveston.
I thought it was just gonna be a stupid, like just a dumb thing. You know? I was planning on calling it Juneteenth a bunch. Now I feel bad. Now you guys are making me feel bad for my racist thoughts. I'm a fucking piece of shit. I really am. Hold on. Why did you move all of my sound effects, Shannon?
No, I didn't move any of them.
You know how impressed I am he didn't say coonteenth?
Because I'm not funny. You're impressed that I'm not funny? Where is the fucking... Oh, there we go.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Happy Juneteenth.
Yes, sir.
And they celebrate it with prayer, feasting, song, and dance.
That's literally a Juneteenth celebration.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
happy,
lamb,
happy Juneteenth, y'all.
Tell me that won't be a great national holiday. Tell me that won't be an awesome day.
Is it like it's 4th of July for black people, right?
Oh, that'd be great if that was like, you know, everybody.
They should celebrate it on the 5th of July.
It's pretty good. Good, man.
Damn.
Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea if they did celebrate it on the 5th. Yeah. 4th of July on the 4th, fucking boom. Cookout next day.
Juneteenth on the 5th, let's party.
Yeah.
You need a white 4th of July on the 4th of July, which if you've ever been to a white barbecue versus a black bar, it really is different because I've primarily been invited to white barbecues in my life. And I've gone to a few black barbecues. I went to Patrice's for a barbecue, and it is like no other. Like, it's just like there's 12 main courses. Yeah. Like, you have every type of meat. Like, you're like, how are you cooking pork three different ways? Like, that's just happening right now. And then you go to your fucking white friends, and they have dried out burgers. If you're lucky, they got wings.
Yeah.
If you're like, but it's just hot dogs and burgers. If you have a barbecue, this is very important. If you have a barbecue and you're just serving hot dogs and burgers, don't even fucking bother. That's not a barbecue. What you're doing is you're ruining everybody's celebration. Let your friends go to a good barbecue. If you want a barbecue for the 4th of July, you have to have chicken. You got to have fucking ribs. You got to have steak tips.
That's dinner. Hot dogs and hamburgers is the shit you eat while that other stuff is cooking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's appetizers. You throw them on for the people that you don't like that much. You know what I'm saying?
Get the kids a hot dog. Shut up.
Yeah, the early.
You feed
people,
the kids, get them to go to sleep. Get the parents get out of there. Then everybody else.
It should be every 30 minutes or so. There's new stuff coming off the grill. Okay, you can't. This is. I remember Patrice trashing Big J for his barbecue because his barbecue sucked. Like, Big J's barbecue is pretty good, but I remember Patrice trashed him. It was so funny. He was like, "You making everybody bring things?" It's like, if that's you, if you're bringing things to like your friend, you're making your friends like, "Oh, you need to bring buns. Please, you bring cheese. You bring pickles."
Dude, I mean, we've talked about Wayne on the show before. They're from CB's. Literally, for Big J's barbecue 1 year, Wayne goes, "Zach, I just wanted to invite you over to the house today. We're having Big J's barbecue." And I was like, "Great." He goes, "Okay, I'm going to need you to bring 2 cases of beer. And if you could stop and get plastic forks." And I was like, "Did you invite me just to go?" By the way, grocery store is a block away.
Terrible. Terrible.
And he gave me a list of things to bring.
If you're going to a barbecue, it is you have to bring a drink. You have to bring a 6-pack, 12-pack, a bottle of liquor. You could bring a snacky type thing like chips or something. If you don't drink, if you're not a drinker, bringing like a dip or like something, just do it. It should not be required. If everyone decides to not bring something, it should not affect the quality of your barbecue.
Yeah.
That is some fucking basic bitch.
That's potluck shit.
Yeah, dude. What is
that's
this?
Hippie
that's
hippie shit.
Yeah, that's some fucking socialist fucking Brooklyn fucking queer shit. Yeah.
Okay? My favorite barbecue memory ever.
Go ahead.
Same barbecue. Ralph comes out. It goes, I got a drone.
Oh, yeah.
A drone at the party?
Yeah, he garbage. Got a drone. New York City. Are you garbage?
Ralph is so excited to show off
his
drone.
This is also 7 years ago before drones
yeah.
were this popular. Is... This is like when drones, a shitty drone was $400.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have much control. Can you give me a little credit here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying.
A lot of control with these drones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's,
were Ralph you there, is... Shannon, for this?
No, but I've heard the story at every Ralph barbecue
is,
since then.
Ralph is... thrilled, right? He's so excited drone. To show off his drone.
And by the way, you're not also, I will say, not allowed to fly drones in New York City. Illegal, Ralph. Good, Zach.
James is a baby. So this is what?
Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah.
James is a baby. And Lewis, the drone, no one else has flown it, I think. Ralph has shown Lewis, let me try. And you see it go up. And it's gone.
And I'm here's what it's going up in the air, and I was like, I can't really get control of it. It's not really working, Ralph. Your drone's broken. He's like, no, you gotta. And I was like, well, down, and then it went zzz, up into the air, and then it was almost like hilarious. Like it went over a building and then down behind that other building and was just gone, like quietly gone.
It couldn't have been 5 minutes from guys, I got a drone.
This is before me and Ralph were partners.
Ralph's like, this is gonna be the hit of the party. Fucking like Bumblefoot was there to get interviewed. It was a fucking nightmare.
It was hilarious.
It was gone. Never saw it.
We had no idea because you had to go like on a block somewhere. We didn't because it went in a way where like you couldn't. We were on a roof. You couldn't tell which block it went between the buildings. So we'd have to literally circle blocks over and over again. And you know somebody else. I think I didn't even. I was like, guys, we're never gonna find it. I convinced everyone not to search.
Yeah.
I stopped.
God, it's gone forever.
I lost one on Tuesday with my nephew. I bought him one like a year ago, like a $300 drone. My brother wouldn't let him use it, and then he brought it over to the house. He's 10 now.
Okay, why wouldn't he let him use it?
Because it was too advanced, and well, apparently I couldn't use it because I fucking lost it on Tuesday, and he was bawling his eyes out.
Oh no! Oh, he cried too.
Oh, it was a mess.
Oh, dude, making a child cry is the fucking worst feeling on earth.
A mess. Well, it was his fault technically.
Yeah.
Because then I tried to grab it and give me it. And then it went right into the woods. I was like, nope, that's gone.
Just gone.
Gone.
Where were you?
In the suburbs.
In the suburbs.
Yeah.
And did you guys try to find it?
Maybe for two. It was, I'm talking waist high grass, fucking deer ticks, snakes, who knows what.
Yeah, just not worth
Uncle Hank ain't going in.
Are you
going
to buy him another one?
Absolutely.
You told him, I'm going to buy you another one.
Absolutely.
Don't worry. Stop crying, you little fucking crybaby.
Yeah. I'll get you a new one, a better one, I swear. No! I was yelling at him. He's yelling at me.
Oh no!
Oh, it was fucking brutal. people by the park must have thought I was a fucking lunatic. I'm like, see, I told you.
They're hard to fly,
dude. They're brutal.
Why are they so hard to fly?
And it has to charge. This thing had to charge for 2 hours. You get 7 minutes of airtime. What am I, fucking Sully Sullenberger over here? Fucking 7 minutes. Give me 20. Test the controls a little bit.
I mean, by the time I fucking have an even idea of the difference between down and up, I got to recharge this bitch. There's got to be better ones, though. You bought it a while ago. There's got to be a...
Yeah, I'm sure. Those military ones are fucking sick.
I don't even know. I know landed nothing about them.
Landed on aircraft carriers and shit. Pretty cool.
I have no idea really about them. They're pretty cool.
I'm surprised. I figured you'd be a drone guy.
I would love to do. You seem like drone racing. Like, have you ever watched those videos?
That's cool. Course, almost.
It's pretty crazy. Where it's like, and they have these little drones that are like a little bigger than cell phones, and they're racing drones, and they fucking just... It's like... It's out of fucking Star Wars. Like the way they zip through trees and they have courses. Shannon, see if you could pull up one of these crazy speed racer drone things.
Yeah, it's like Speed Racer.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. I've never even seen one of these. I've never seen an indoor course. I saw ones that are you can play this, but I've seen ones where it's like in a warehouse in England and they set up things. Whoa.
That's fucking sick.
Systems in Heart of America chasing hard. But the battle at the front of this one between the red lights of Canada and the green of Heart of America
Wow.
There's 40% of the UFO sightings right there. Too.
It really is.
I also want to commend Shannon for having that fucking fast.
Yeah. Switchbacks.
Lead battle, throw a blanket over him.
Yeah, and that's their view.
See, that's fucking sick.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, like, it looks like it'd be a lot of fun, but, you know, I to be honest with you, I bet it's not that much fun. I bet you it's very, like, you don't feel like you're flying. Like, do they put, like, goggles on or something where they, like, see through the eyes of the drone?
I think so, yeah. That's the video you're getting.
I think that they use, the ones that I've seen, they use, like, an iPad to control it, and I think on the iPad you can see what the drone sees.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's pretty cool. I did, when I was a kid, my version of that, because I was a poor spick from Rockland County, was we did, I think it was called slot car racing. Do you remember slot car racing?
No.
This was a pretty white trash.
Like RC, remote control cars?
Yes, but a slot car would go on a slot car track, and it would just zip around in a circle, right? And the car sits on the track. It's on a slot, and then you control it with simply just...
Tyco. Electric cars.
Okay, so yeah, these are slot cars.
Oh, that's different.
This was like a big thing. You'd build your own slot cars. You'd race that. Like, this is a... Look at all these adult fucking nerds.
Oh, my God. Probably fighting off the ladies, huh, fellas? Jesus.
Yeah, I remember this at one of the...
Oh, man. Oh, if you saw your dad at something like that, I'd shoot myself.
Dude, hilariously racist moment of my childhood. So the guy who owned the slot car track in Rockland County in Stony Point, what's funny is he was a cop, and he was a friend... Later on in life, I became friends with the kid whose dad it was. But me and my friend Mike Guerrero would go to this. We were little fucking fairies. I don't know. We grew up in a pretty tough area.
Blue was trying to steal the hubcaps off of slot cars.
trying to get the radio out.
Tiny radio.
Motherfucker. Dude, we would do weirdly gay shit as little, he was like dark-skinned Dominican, I was Puerto Rican, we were best friends. I still talk to him this day, really good guy, really nice guy, grew up to be a fucking really, I think a pretty stand-up guy, and I really like him still to this day, shout out Mike Guerrero. But we were like little punk asses, our moms beat the shit out of us, and we grew up really poor, and we both lived off of Railroad Avenue, and we just did some sort of fucking, just activities that you wouldn't expect little brown kids to do. Like, we went to, there was a pottery club like right on the corner where we like lived, and on Friday nights they'd have like little like nerdy kids come in, and you'd make clay things and fire them and paint them, and I would do this like we weren't like nerds, we were like kids that would fight other kids.
What
like
were
we
you were, making what we what was your
pretty cat?
Oh, really?
A Santa Claus statue.
I thought you were making ashtrays and dildos.
No. It wasn't anything like that. It was like literally nice pottery, and we would paint them, and we'd take the class, and they teach you technique.
That's awesome.
So fucking gay. There's no. As a kid, I would do shit like that for whatever it was. Things would just kind of. I played Magic the Gathering. Like none of the little brown kids in my neighborhood were playing Magic the Gathering, but me and my crew of friends, for some reason, we were just little weirdos, and we decided we were going to play Magic the Gathering. You know, I joined the drama society in high school. Like, nobody was fucking doing
that.
That's
cool. Magic the Gathering is also an all-black comedy show.
Holy shit.
Everybody's running the light.
Yeah. There was also
2 a.m. Dallas Barbecue.
You go up Route 9W into Stony Point. There was this little slot car place. This place was a retail store that did slot car racing. That's how fucking big it was with little nerds. Okay, back in the 90s. And I remember we went there one day. We got so into this, dude. This is actually kind of a sad story when I really think about it. Like, because this really did happen. I'm telling you, we were so into this. We would go there, and we were just, this was like our hobby for the summer. We would always go to this slot. We'd spend our money there. Like, you know, we didn't have much money, but we would always just fucking, this was like our thing. And then they had like a birthday party or something there for some fucking white kids. And we were there, and we were just like racing or whatever. And one of the kids' like cars or a piece of his car got stolen. And the guy who owned the place, he took me and Mike into the back, literally for no other reason. Okay, we were the only brown kids there, and they fucking grilled us. I'm talking about like grilled us, literally kicked us out, banned us from the place.
What?
Was never let. They were blaming Mike. They said he stole it because they checked our stuff. He did not steal this. He did not say we loved this place. We really like just went there to like do this every single day. And I remember just being like, What a fucking piece of shit. It's like, number one, it's like, we're actually really, like, we're good customers. Like, we're spending all our money to be there. But just for no other reason, they just pointed at the two brown kids and were like, you definitely fucking did this. 100% did this. And it was like a legitimate, like, you know, you think back to those things, you're like, damn, man, it's like, the reason why, like, even if you're fucking racist, because I don't shit on people that are fucking bigoted. You know, people grow up in certain ways. Let's say you are racist and you really think that brown kids are a problem. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why would you? I feel like that's a counterproductive way to handle, you know, that thing. Like, you have these kids who are seemingly like good kids who are trying to fucking just be like little nerdy fucking. We're just not out there fucking stealing or hurting people. We're like doing some good. And then you'll essentially turn us away and turn us into that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point it becomes like a thing where, like, all right, cool. Well, if that's what I am, then that's what the fuck I am. So it was just that story. I haven't thought about that story in a really, really long time.
I want a compilation so bad of you telling stories from your childhood, and halfway through the story you go, actually, this is a really sad story. You start with a fond memory, and have like they would be like, actually, this is a tragedy. This is a horrible tragedy.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, I sort of look at, like, things like that have happened to me 1,000 times throughout my life. You know,
that triggers that's a generational thing that triggers, you know, you, from as a little kid, that triggers you for your whole life.
Yeah, it does. But I still think, I feel like, this is why I tell white people to shut the fuck up. It's like, I've actually really dealt with racism, and I'm not out here fucking being, you know, touting this whole cancel culture bullshit for people even saying really racist shit. You know, I mean, people say fucked up things sometimes in a moment of anger or a moment of whatever, you know. But yeah, slot car racing was one of my hobbies as a kid.
How much did you guys get for the car?
These cars were like $15. It wasn't even an expensive thing.
And I'll say this from experience. It's always the rich white kids that steal toys.
For sure.
Toys. I'm talking as a kid. It's always the rich white kids that are the biggest little pricks.
Because they always feel entitled.
Yes.
They get everything else, so they don't understand why they can't have a thing.
Yep.
And I think they kind of do it just to feel something.
Yeah. So somebody stole that car, and you two got framed for it.
Yeah, for sure. And the kid loved it. He fucking loved it. I remember in... yes, Shannon.
Oh, I have a question. Before that
Mike's on the phone. He stole the car.
I never told
Lewis,
you.
Lewis, shut the fuck up, man.
It's like at the end of that movie, was it Broke Down Palace?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember that? Where it's
Where he's leaning out the window? I'm here, buddy. I'm here. When Vince Vaughn's yelling out the window?
No. Is it Vince Vaughn? No. Broke Down Palace? Isn't that about Claire Danes
and two chicks?
Oh, I'm thinking that other chick, Paradise or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And they go...
Same story.
Yeah, the one girl, I guess, they get caught like smuggling heroin into the country, and the one girl, like, the end of the movie, essentially, she's like, the one girl says she did it, and she takes the whole blame, and the other girl's like, well, did you really know about it? And she was like, I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you I did, you'd hate me, and if I tell you I didn't, you'd hate me. It's like, girl friendship, and then it ends. It's
Kate,
like, wow.
Beckinsale was the other girl.
Fuck yeah, she was hot back in the day. Good for Pete Davidson.
I was thinking of the one with Joaquin Phoenix.
You big dick, fucking fat dick scumbag. Ooh, Pete. Oh, I just want to sniff at the underside of his dick.
He's got a big pee-pee?
Oh, he's got a big old fat cock.
Yeah?
Big old fat cock. Him. And then he just fucks all of the hottest women in Hollywood with it. It's fucking crazy.
I saw the movie. I thought it was great.
I didn't see it yet. Great. I want to see it.
You know who kills it? Carly and Ricky. Ricky Velez.
Awesome.
Kills it.
That's great.
Awesome.
Good. I want to see it. Good for them. I realized the other day that Walk Hard is a what's-his-name movie.
Apatow produced it.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't write it? He just produced it?
And I think he wrote it as well.
Zoe Cox?
Yeah. Love it.
Dude, I was so mad. Vulture put out a list of ranking all of Apatow's movies.
Where'd they put Dewey Cox?
Like 9.
That's crazy.
Dude, it was such
That's the funniest one.
It was such a pandering, cocksucky list.
Yeah.
Number 1, Bridesmaids.
Of course.
And it was like, you know, 2, it was this, you know, Nocta, it was all like female driven.
Of course.
And then number 29 was Heavyweights. Lots of fat shaming in this one.
I didn't even know Heavyweights was an Apatow
God
movie.
Damn,
I
had no idea really?
How long Apatow's been around.
Yeah.
Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ. That's nuts.
This fucking guy.
He's killing it. But dude, Dewey Cox, Walk
is
Hard.
The funniest
I watch that movie at this point probably 4 or 5 times a year. Because when I want to show people a funny movie, I can sit through that movie every time. It's so like this subtle little humor.
Not only that, it's retroactively funny because any biopic after it is almost silly because it did such a good job of the melodrama of every one of those movies.
I love it.
I have the list if
John
you want.
C. Reilly.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, dude, this list is stinks.
Let's see. Not, let's
so
see.
One was Bridesmaids.
Knocked Up. Also, Knocked Up was a story of date rape.
Yeah.
So did they mention that in the article? Like, now we know that she was being raped in the movie.
Yeah, Knocked Up, not that funny.
Knocked Up,
Superbad, very funny.
Very funny. Pineapple Express, pretty funny. I liked it. Didn't see The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah.
King of Staten Island, number 7.
Okay. Trainwreck, number 8. Okay. Go fuck your mother.
Walk Hard is number 9.
Tell me Trainwreck's funnier than Walk Hard?
All right. I didn't realize how many fucking movies he was involved in.
Pop yeah, he's star. big producer.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall's all the way at the bottom of that list.
Yeah. On Cable Get Guy is one below that.
Who?
Cable Guy is 13.
What? He did Cable Guy?
No idea.
Holy
I thought
shit.
Apatow came out with like Superbad, like those movies. That's what I thought.
Freaks
when he, like,
and
came
Geeks,
out.
I thought. Yeah. Was, but I knew he worked with Shandling and all that shit.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I don't even remember how we got onto that.
Because we're talking about King of Staten Island.
Shannon, give me a fucking ADD drop. Fuck me.
Hold on.
I don't even know how we got onto King of Staten Island. Talking about the hot chicks at Pete's Fuck.
Pete's Big Pee-Pee.
Pete's Big Pee-Pee.
What the hell?
Yeah, how big dick or something.
Who are you talking to?
Do you want to suck my dick or something?
Live
in my mom's basement.
Good for him.
My dick hits my nipples.
Good for him. Good for Pete. We got to get him on the show again.
he was on like our second or third guest.
Yeah, episode 2.
Literally, it was like our second guest. We smoked a blunt with Pete, and he goes, I got to do this SNL audition. I got to figure out my characters.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, who cares?
Wow, that's crazy.
That was like the beginning of the show.
What a fucking life. All right, guys, really quick, we got to thank YoKratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. This is for people that are over the age of 21. YoKratom, first of all, incredible company. They sponsor this show. They sponsor the cartoon. They sponsor Skankfest. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest this year. We love YoKratom. They really offer some of the best kratom products in the world. Why go to the local smoke shop or wherever you're buying your kratom? Just do it online. If you guys are already buying kratom, this is the place to do it. Do some research. See if kratom can help you. Once again, yokratom.com is the website. And yeah, go support them. All right, let's get back into it. What are some things that you guys did as kids that were like little hobbies or things? Because I was full of those nerdy hobbies. Regularly. You know what I would also do as a kid when I was like 10? I would go into bookstores and look at porno magazines and work up mental images. Like very brazenly, just look through them, flip through them brazenly.
Just to put in the file?
Put in the file and then go jack off in a bathroom somewhere.
Wow. We would steal pornos from this place.
Oh yeah, I would steal pornos all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love video games. Like the fads, you did like Crazy Bones.
What are Crazy Bones?
It was like Jacks, but they were like little characters. Oh, that was like a big fad when you
like
were
Pogs.
Yeah, we had Pogs.
Pogs, I'm huge into Pogs.
Really?
Once again, we're like little criminals, like you know, selling crack on a stoop, but we're also flipping Pogs with the coolest new slammer.
We discussed
find.
The Bigfoot
selling Avon
slammer
products.
Yeah,
and the OJ.
OJ slammer to this day,
we looked it up. It's only like $5.
It's not worth shit. My mom was like, "You need to keep this." She bought me the slammer for like $8.
Yeah,
she's like, "You need to keep this forever because this will be worth money one
what
day."
What is it?
An OJ Simpson slammer.
O.J. Simpson slammer for
the
Pogs.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
had like a big thick piece that you played the game with.
Yeah, this is for a children's game. This is how they didn't care back then.
Is this after the murders?
Yes. After the murders, yes.
What?
It was him and
he was getting
bars,
endorsement deals?
And it said on one side it said let loose the juice. The other side it said, yeah, it's, yeah. The, it's the one, yeah, that one right there. The one with the jagged edges.
Next, to the left.
Oh, sorry.
The jagged edges, yeah.
That's a Pog.
That's a slammer.
That's a slammer.
Okay.
That's a slammer.
But a children's toy, nonetheless.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who's like just had money his whole life. His dad runs a real estate business. And he got right into it right out of college. And he collects sports memorabilia. There's a big room of it. But then there's a door that's a second little room.
He's got the knife.
And he goes, hey, I got another room, but like my wife doesn't let me tell people about it. Just come in here. It's OJ shit. It's just OJ, a whole room of OJ shit.
Really?
I mean, the Pog set in the sheet still, like not popped out.
Oh, wow.
Tons of OJ shit. And he goes to every sports memorabilia store and then waits for everyone else to leave. And he goes, hey, you guys got any OJ stuff? And they always go, no. And he goes, no, seriously, where's the OJ stuff?
Come in the back.
They go, come in the back. With yeah. He goes, every sports place.
He asked three times. We got to get
every sports place, like, if there's nobody else, like, hey, come in the back. We got a bunch of OJ shit back
Are
there.
You a cop? OJ had it made, man. He was fucking great.
What do you mean?
He was just, before that, he was fucking, no matter how great he was in The Naked Gun, and all that stuff, everybody loved him.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that he murdered her?
100%. No, it was the slammer. Yeah, fuck. What are you talking about?
I think it's crazy that they didn't discuss the pilot he was doing when the murders happened.
What was the pilot?
He did a fucking pilot where he played a Navy SEAL. And he took training courses.
Oh, on how to kill people with wow. boot knives?
On how you kill somebody from behind by slashing their throat.
Ooh, fun.
He literally would just, it was like Frogmen or something it was called.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Imagine being.
And he would do, and then they went, that's not admissible evidence.
If I was that Crazy. Rich, like if I was that rich, you know, that much money, you know, $20 million, whatever O.J. Simpson was worth at the time. Because he had to be worth like something like crazy like that, right? Because he was like one of the best football players ever, massive star endorsement deals, like movies. Like yep. he was becoming like fucking massive. I just don't think there's anything that somebody could do to make me throw it all away.
Yeah,
for like a like you would just go like I would just like even if I had the it in me to murder this bitch who's fucking this other guy in my hand, yeah. like I would just put it on the scale versus like.
Yeah, what? You just like walk in on somebody fucking your wife, and then you just turn around and check your app.
Like, yeah, be like, all right, how much money do I got? Like, what am I doing?
Absolutely. Okay,
let's
yeah.
just fucking. I have a recurring dream all the time that I have killed somebody.
Jesus. And they just found out. Who so just cops found out? Just found.
Not that the oh. cops just found out that it's never a dream of actually doing the murder. Once in a while, it is. I said it on the show one time. Remember, my Shannon, friend. Your yeah. friend. I she's thought about. She was like, we were in Vegas and we were sitting like in a balcony in a hotel, and she's like, I'm really thinking about killing myself. And I was like, what? And I pushed her off the balcony.
Just a dream.
In a dream. It was fucked up, dude. Like it was really bizarre.
Still a comedy though.
Okay. Pretty, it was pretty funny. The timing was great. Fuck you, Spin. I love that meme. Yeah. What's the what is it where they go to reach for the guy's hand? So that one I did, but it's very rarely I have a dream of the actual murder.
Yeah, most I always have it that I've been living with that secret.
Yes.
And now I'm about to get caught. I have to move the body.
Yes, the anxiety. Zach, are we the same guy? The anxiety of I'm going to be caught.
That, I think, is interpreted as you have a horrible secret that you don't want
to Yeah, absolutely. Know.
Is it? I don't.
Yeah. I think that's the
entire. That's subconscious all the
Please,
way.
Please look it up. Find out what that
if there's
means.
A body that you've hidden. Yeah, usually it means that you have a horrible thing you don't want people to know.
That's a stretch.
I have that one too, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think, I'm trying to also think, like, what is my I don't have any horrible secret that I want people to know. Like, nothing real, like, you know.
Something buried in there.
Nothing. I mean, yeah, there's definitely, like, you know what it is? Maybe I haven't had the dream in a while, because I used to fucking cheat on my girlfriends and shit like that. So and that was a pattern in my life where I would always be keeping a secret from my girlfriend. You know, I do harbor some secrets. The more I break this down and I unravel this big mystery, I realize that I'm a complete liar and sociopath.
It's probably the slot car. Eat me up inside.
What does it say, Shannon? What is that dream interpretation?
There's a couple of different ones. This one, particularly of being guilty of a crime, it says there's a vital aspect of ourselves, a vital aspect of ourselves that we're ignoring and anxious about opportunities that we have left behind. And then I have one for murder. Hold on.
It's the worst feeling. If I killed somebody and I wake up every time.
I go, oh God.
Thank please. And sometimes I wake up and I go, oh God, why did I murder that guy? And then I like, you get aware of yourself and you're like, oh, I didn't murder anybody. Thank God I didn't murder anybody. If you've murdered somebody, how do you walk around with that anxiety?
Remember that dude, Scott Peterson?
Yeah.
That he like lost all that weight because of the stress, fucking dyeing his hair, bleaching the house, covering his tracks, trying to get down to Mexico. That can't be a fucking good time.
That just, I mean,
that's not a
at one point you have to, and I'm sure this is why people turn themselves in. At one point you got to go like, I can't live with this. I would rather deal with the repercussions than deal with the anxiety of always looking over my shoulder
sure.
and worrying about them uncovering that fucking body. Like, wasn't there like, I mean, think there's like.
A Telltale Heart. That's a Edgar Allan Poe story.
Yeah.
The guy couldn't live with
being
it.
So cultured. What? You're supposed to be a slob from Philly. What is going on? Just stop naming specific things that you could only learn in a college course.
Well, I just sharted it, so if that yeah. balances it out at all.
There's a real famous drag queen from like one of like back in the day when that was like, it was like when it was underground, there was like drag queen clubs with like voguing and shit.
Yeah.
And she was like the house mother, very famous, and there's a documentary about her. And at the end, after she died, she had a fucking corpse in her closet.
Wow.
And they said it was like a mummy. So basically, this fucking drag queen had a dead body just stuffed in the back of her closet for like 35 years.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? What would you do with the body? I the anxiety that I'm feeling right now, it's not even so much that I have this moral issue with murder, mm-hmm. and I do, but I can also like understand, I can mentally get why somebody would kill somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Is it like, somebody you know?
Obviously. I mean, I'm not just a serial killer that's picking, like, let me see if I can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. If it's somebody you know and in New York City, I've heard it's really, really tough to not get caught.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you know them.
Especially right now, there's cameras everywhere.
Cell phones. This is what I learned from listening to that podcast, Serial.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't realize like the cell phone thing, right? Like where it pings towers, where you're at. They can track exactly your movements. So the whole alibi shit isn't a fucking real thing anymore. You can't be like, you know.
Thing rats you out in a
second. You're done, you know. So that was like, I never watched. Did you ever watch the documentary on HBO about the guy?
No.
Adnan from Serial. Did you ever listen to Serial?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
It's pretty interesting. It was actually, the whole thing was interesting. And then you sort of like side with the guy. But I think there's other sides to it where like he might have died. I don't really know. But I think they did an HBO documentary. And maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think the HBO documentary was about how he did it.
How do you get rid of a body? You got a body. You got to get rid of it. What do you do?
Call one or two of your best friends.
I'd ask somebody to borrow their phone so I could Google it first. Because I Google it. And the problem is if you Google, and I'm sure I have Googled how to get rid of a body. I'm sure just like throughout my life at one point on this podcast, somebody's Googled how to get rid of a body. So if I was ever being accused of murdering somebody, they have the records mm-hmm. of me Googling or...
And now this conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
And me asking, because I have a problem I need to deal with.
And you couldn't even say it was a joke.
Guys, I need your help. Shannon, cut this.
What would you do?
Because I've read about killers that tried to like chop them up real tiny and flush them down the toilet, but that always backfired. That gets stuck in the pipes.
That's never going to be good.
Yeah, it never works out.
Because the problem is, you got to consider the worst case scenario. You do that, worst case scenario, you got to back up, you got to call a plumber. Yeah. You got to find a cool plumber.
Yeah.
Like a really fucking, like, dude, come on, dude. I'll give you a little bit extra. Just don't say anything about the bones that you have to pull out of my pipes. No, you're not doing that.
Or do you do, like, 5 pieces, drop them off in duffel bags in different places?
They get you coming and going.
What is it, Jason Voorhees? You're trying to make sure they never comes back for you?
I'm just saying things killers have done.
I would probably, I remember in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
They dissolved the body. Now, I don't know the solution. So the problem is I'd be walking around asking people, hey, do you remember what they used in Breaking Bad? Because you can't have the paper trail of you Googling what they fucking... Ooh,
yeah. Or that you watched it. Or it can't be on your Netflix that you just watched that episode.
Yeah, because I was going to say you could just watch it, right? But then you got to start from like, all right, you got to watch the entire season now because I don't want them to think that I just searched for that episode. Yeah.
You got to get the gallon drum. You got to get the suit. All that stuff. You get fucking caught in 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. How are you even finding the solution?
Yeah.
Sulfuric acid, I think it was.
Yeah.
But I'm
not confirmed. You got to pay in cash, but there's video you buying it.
Oh, my God. I'm getting so much anxiety. Right? I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about getting rid of this body.
That's why the mob does it so well.
What do they do?
They fucking shoot you and leave you on the street and keep it moving. drop the gun.
Get rid of the body.
Yeah. You want everybody to know.
Get rid of yourself. What are you talking about? Get out of there, idiot.
I'm always amazed at mob movies when they do that. They shoot the guy and then they just drop the gun. Yeah,
they rub it with a napkin. Does that work?
No.
Does rubbing the end of a gun with a napkin get rid of the fingerprints?
Now there's marinara sauce on it.
And your saliva.
That's collagenos.
Fucking dumb kiddies.
Oh, I recognize that red sauce anywhere.
I can't. It's giving me, like, thinking about it's giving me anxiety. Shannon, how about you get rid of a body?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, like some sort of chemical, but then it's a whole thing of what's the chemical, where does the bathtub that I use or something, and then you have to go to several different stores to buy the different things.
Can't do it in the tub. It'll melt the tub. That's what happened in Breaking Bad. Oh. He put him in the tub, and it melted through.
Oh, yeah, and it broke through the entire...
It fucked up Jesse's house.
I'm like watching. I was like, ah. I was like, let me continue this episode now. What?
But if you like put it, like weigh it down in some kind of body of water, by the time they find it, it'll be so decomposed and like eaten by other animals and stuff. Maybe that's the best bet.
So like tie a cement block to his foot and then.
Shannon's researched this.
Shannon, also, you got to get the body there. Like, I don't know if you could lift up a cement block. You got to get a fucking, you got to get two men to help you with this now.
Yeah.
Now you have a fucking paper trail that's just going out. I mean, you understand, if you're going to murder somebody, you have to, nobody can know. Literally nobody can know. You can't tell one person. You can't confide in anybody.
Yeah, because they're going to roll on you the second. If they get blamed for it,
it's over.
They're
going to roll on you the second. They sniff you out for a second. Because I'm telling you right now, if you tell me you killed somebody, I would never rat out my friends. I love my friends, okay? But I love my son more than anybody. And I'm not going to jail for being an accomplice. So if you never tell me that you've murdered somebody, because if they come around, if I see a cop, I'm just going to yell it. I'm like, Zach killed somebody. You got to go get him.
You're getting a parking ticket?
No.
I got it.
No, what? Bro.
If you drug the person that's helping you, like give them an Ambien, for example, and then they'll Shambian. Help you and forget that it ever happened.
Shambian. Do you forget everything that happens on Ambien, Shannon? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a couple of white wines in you, do.
Isn't there that like devil's breath or something, that drug that like makes people for a short period of time do whatever you tell them to do and they forget it? It's like a Brazilian drug or something.
No. Is that real?
Yeah. You got to go to Brazil. I miss the guy. Me.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's get some devil's breath. Yeah,
We'd have Nate on the dark web in a second. Get devil's breath.
Yeah, it's called devil's breath.
Wow, I've never heard of this. I didn't know that you have drugs that can make people do what you want.
It's hyoscine is the medication name.
And what does it do? Does it
a hyoscine? Yeah, I've heard of hyoscine
for athlete's foot. What are you talking about?
It says it can zombify you. So yeah, and you,
it makes you eat brains.
So you can like it's easier to suggest someone to do something and they're a little off, more they forget it. Yeah.
Ooh, that's solid. So is that like a date rapey drug? Is that what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be a good
or a help you get rid of a body type drug.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. That's gonna be my choice.
The former more than the latter.
I'm gonna roofie this chick so she could help me get rid of this body.
Morning, I'd be like, all right, so we fucked all night last night. unless you help me get rid of this body, I'm gonna tell everybody.
Oh shit. What else is going on? More in the world of rape dicks. We don't have to do a rape dicks on this, but Danny Masterson charged with three crowns of rape. Shut up, Shannon.
I always heard he was a creep.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
He got kicked off The Ranch on Netflix.
Yeah.
So what happened here?
The Kutcher show?
These are old. Yeah. These are from a while ago, right?
And he could face 45 years in prison if found guilty.
But these are from like 2000 and something.
They've been public for years, though Masterson repeatedly denied them. In 2017, he lost his job on The Ranch after the LAPD opened an investigation into the claims. Masterson, a Scientologist, and his accusers claim that the Church of Scientology pressured and threatened them into keeping quiet.
See, I think he must have fucked up in Scientology for this shit to come bite him now.
You think so? Is he still a member of the Church of Scientology?
I think so, but I bet, because I'm sure they could cover up anything.
Yeah, they play hardball with you, too. That's how they keep you in there.
I hear things about that all the time. I don't really know anything about Scientology. I know that, I remember years ago when I was a street team guy, what they would do in Times Square, and they probably still do this, is you'd be walking by.
This is free stress test or whatever.
Yeah. This is a weird thing they would do. Okay. You walk by and they're like, free stress test. Would you like to take a stress test to see if you're stressed? And then they sit you down and it's in public. This is on a street corner. Yeah. I would sell tickets. We make friends with these people. Now, every time I spoke with one of these people, they were always really white. They were always very, 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 very friendly, like overly friendly. And they wouldn't blink. They wouldn't blink. They'd just stare at you. They'd be like, do you remember the other day, the lady that was telling the
Filipino guy.
She had a Scientology vibe. Okay. Like that, like it was, it's Stepford Wifey, sort of like, Now, I don't know. I can't, that's it's also like you sort of hear that they're weird now, and it's sort of easy to put that. I'm sure there's some very normal people that practice it as well. It can't all be psychos and weirdos, right? It's too big. Here's my problem, right? When you hear about these things, Scientology is too big and too wide, and it's too easy to get involved with for I feel like everybody to be a fucking cult member, right? Is the way it works, I guess you get through the levels of Scientology. So the more money you either donate or earn, and the more you sort of like become involved. And essentially, I guess it's...
And the more people you sign up, it's like a pyramid scheme. And then there's an incentive program where you get bumped up socially if you bring celebrities in. So like that's one of their game plans.
So, but here's the thing that like, how hasn't there been people that have infiltrated Scientology and went through those steps all the way through the process just to fucking see what's really going on? And I almost feel like we would just hear about it more. You just hear about these weird things, but I just...
Leah Remini did the whole documentary.
Leah Remini did it. They cover it up pretty good.
Leah Remini, actress and former member of the church, said that the charges against Masterson are just the beginning of what the church is covering up. Ooh.
Ah, there you go.
She did a documentary on it.
Yeah.
It's a docuseries. I think there's two seasons of it.
Really? Where it's on television or on where?
I think it's... Hold on, let me find it.
I'll watch that. I would watch that in a heartbeat. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I almost got suckered into that. In college... We were going to live in Seattle for a summer because my buddy's aunt and uncle lived out there. So we went out there for spring break to scope to join out, and we were walking around.
You know, rainy Seattle, the best spring break place in the world.
We were walking around trying to get dropping off applications to get jobs for the summer.
Trying to hit on some lesbians at some coffee shops, and woo!
And we walked by this place, and this, I'll never forget, she was the most gorgeous, redheaded, like she looked like a kindergarten teacher. Like, just like wholesome.
Real glad you said teacher.
Yeah. She looked like she was good.
But she sucked us in, had us do all this stuff. We thought it was a job interview. And like, it was crazy how they like everything she said made you feel good. And she was like looking at me, and I'm like, this girl likes me. Yeah. I'm going to get the job in, hook up, the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, some other guy comes in, and he's like, so this is what it is.
Now
and then
suck my dick, Henry.
Long story short, I'm a Scientologist. And then he comes in and starts giving his spiel, and that's when we were like, oh, wait. And we looked around and saw all the, like, the books, like, what's it called?
All the women's heads, like, it's Return to Oz.
We're going to check the Dunkin' Donuts real quick. We'll be right back.
I got to leave.
Yeah, Dianetics.
Like, yeah, Dianetics. That's the crazy part about it.
I mean, how much of it is it a scam to sell books on the street, and how much of it is, like, they're really trying to recruit members? I think it's...
They have some big fucking real estate, dude.
Powerful.
Big shit.
Yeah. I mean, the Scientology Center in L.A. is, like, one of the most beautiful buildings in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
How do you sucked into a thing when you can Google the guy that wrote it?
Yeah.
Who's a science fiction. It's the same as, like, Mormonism. It's like, that dude's not that old. Are you fucking retarded?
Yeah.
You believe in magic glasses from fucking 100 years ago?
The problem is, like, people want to be a... Most people aren't individuals, right? And they want to be a part of something. So it goes down to sort of people politically now. They always choose a side. They sort of make it their identity. You just see it. If you go into somebody's social media page, you see the people who don't really have their own identity. They have the identity of something else. It could be a sports team, right? It could be, you know, their favorite athlete is their profile picture. That person is ripe to become a fucking, you know, they're looking to fit into something. They want to feel like they don't have something of their own to really fucking, you know, make it their identity. And you see it happen with politics. You see it happen with, like, you could always just read the profile on Twitter and see if they're a part of some of their own little weird cult. Mm-hmm. Whatever their little fucking weird cult is, they put it right in their profile. And you sometimes see people that go, oh, yeah, I'm a father. I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. You'd be like, okay, that person's trying to fuck. Like, they're trying to do what we're supposed to be trying to do, which is get ahead in their life and try, you know, and maybe it sounds a little bit fucking narcissistic, but I way more trust that person who seems to be in it for themselves because, you know, we're all in it for ourselves than the other person who just sort of wants to be a part of something. I left that, those cliques behind in high school. In high school, we would be a goth kid or a jock or a fucking, you know, a preppy kid or whatever it is, right? And you have those cliques. And then you eventually develop your own identity. You go to college and you go like, all right, well, no, I'm no longer one of the hippie kids. I'm fucking in college. It sort of spreads out. You sort of see people who become adults and move on and become successful. Or you see those people who sort of need to be a part of something else. And I bet you those people are less successful than the people that have their own identities, that want to be individuals, that are looking to sort of get ahead in that way. I bet you for any 9 times out of 10, those people are just fucking working a job they hate. They just, whatever it is.
Unless they're running the cult or they're high up.
Yeah. Well,
those people are successful.
Yeah. But
and using the other people.
That's all Scientology. That's all religion is. It's either these subgroups and you get to feel like, oh, you know, you get to feel like, oh, I'm a good person because I'm a part of it as well. It's, you know, sometimes it's good, but yeah, you hear these things about Scientology. I want to see that documentary. Can't pass any judge. I don't know. Fuck. I really don't know anybody who's practiced Scientology ever.
It's on A&E. It's called Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath. And I also found a quick couple of paragraphs about what Scientologists believe.
It's fucking crazy.
There's a South Park that Lord really Kino. Broke it down in a hilarious way. And then you see the South Park and then you
and at the bottom of the screen it goes, this is
actually what they believe. It's so funny. Dude, South Park rules, dude. Are they still good anymore? I haven't watched in a while.
I don't watch.
Yeah. Okay, what do they believe, Shannon?
Okay, according to L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology's fundamental creation myth goes something like this. Xenu was once ruler of the Galactic Confederacy, an ancient organization of 76 planets having existed for 20 million years. The planets were struggling from extreme overpopulation. Fearing he'd be thrown out of power, Xenu gathered billions of his people, froze them to capture their souls, quote-unquote Thetans, and transported them to Earth for elimination. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a whole sci-fi story. Remember Shusha?
Yes, it sounds familiar to
me. Remember, you're old like me. It was like she was like a whore from Colombia who they were like, this chick's got fucking a great body and a really nice ass. Like, let's give her a kid show. And she would just come out in her underwear and just dance around. Little kids would be jumping up around her and be like, Shusha, Shusha, Shusha. And she spoke Spanish. Pull up Shusha. I told you, that's how my mind works. I heard Xenu and I was like, Shusha. Remember Shusha? Xuxa?
Yeah, it's just they're all pictures of her like now.
No. What happened to Shusha? Did she fall off?
No, she looks pretty good.
Let's see Shusha now. No, she does not, Shannon.
I think she looks
She's disgusting.
Good. Good skin.
Ew.
Oh, is this her then? No, that's not
Yeah,
her.
That's her back is then. It? Yeah, Shusha from 93. There's no video, Shannon. Pull up a video of Shusha.
Who is Shusha, would you say, somebody that influenced your taste in women later?
No.
Who's like the, do you remember like a girl from when you were little being like, oh, I think that's
I remember my first real celebrity
like
crush.
Yeah.
Real, the first time I remember feeling something downstairs was going to see the Flintstones movie when it came out and Halle Berry, Ms. Stone, she came out and just crawled on the desk and you're like, fuck you. You're so hot. She was so hot. When Halle Berry first popped off, she was the fucking one. That bitch was fire. There's Shusha. She used to dress more whorey, but yeah, this was it. It was like a whore dance. It would come out with girls in short shorts.
This is horrendous.
It's so bizarre. I don't understand why anybody would like... I just watched it because I was like, oh, I want to fuck Shusha.
You know what mine was?
What?
Girl from the Big Comfy Couch.
I don't remember Big Comfy Couch.
She's a clown.
There was one girl that I had a crush on that I wanted to make my girlfriend. And it was from Kid Songs. I couldn't tell you the girl's name. She was just a very pretty girl who was, she was, she would have been, oh, Zach, you're a freak. This really makes sense.
Yep.
By the way.
The girl or the doll?
The girl. Not Molly, the doll, the girl.
Molly would watch, though. Yeah. In your fantasy, Molly would definitely be commentating.
Molly likes to watch.
Yeah, there was a show called Kid Songs, and I had a crush on the girl. She would have been, like, I was probably 10, she was maybe 12, and I just thought she was the most beautiful girl as a kid, being like, I would just love to meet her one day. That was, like, probably my earliest, like TV crush. But I remember being in the movies with my mom, and Halle Berry was, like, her body was just, like, she was wearing this little tight thing, and she's just so hot, and I fucking couldn't even handle it. I remember just we left the movie, and I remember we left it because it was a bad movie. It was the first time I ever left a movie in the middle of it. But I remember being like, thank God, I can't handle sitting here with my mom and my sister and fighting off this boner.
Same thing, same movie, but Rosie O'Donnell.
More of a John Goodman man myself.
Remember they put Rosie O'Donnell in Exit to Eden? Or is it, was it it was Exit to Eden, right?
Yeah, and she's got like the dominatrix outfit on.
And fucking Dan Aykroyd. A sexy cop movie. They put Dan Aykroyd and Rosie fucking O'Donnell in to be the stars. Jesus Christ.
Was it any of these girls?
Let's see. It has to be, right?
I don't know if they were different seasons. No, I typed 90s,
none of these. None of these kids. No, I would know her if I saw her. The one that got away. The one that got away.
Mine was Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places.
Really? You loved it?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
sure, she was
those
hot.
Are some titties, dude.
She's big, fat titties.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know what I wanted to do, but I know I wanted to do something.
You just wanted to play with those titties.
Something.
Yeah.
And Winnie Cooper, of course.
Yeah, Winnie Cooper didn't really do it. I was too, I think you know what it was? I was too young to really be into girls like that. It was like, I still had like little crushes probably like second, third grade. Wonder Years when I watched it, I was too young. Yeah, she was great. But and then she just looks like a dirty hooker.
No, she's like David Bowie with tits. No. Which, oh.
Yeah, I didn't really like girls, I think. But the time I started like really getting into girls, that's when TGIF popped off. And that's when Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga.
Came to existence. Yeah. Topanga was like every little boy's. You went Friday nights like, we're not going out. We're watching Topanga, and then we're watching the brunette from Step by Step, and we're calling it a fucking night.
I always liked Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Melissa Joan Hart.
No, her friend. Jane. Her friend.
The boy that would climb the ladder?
Salem, the cat? Caroline Ray?
I liked it weird in the 90s.
Yeah, dude.
No, didn't she have a best friend that was super hot, or am I thinking of another show?
I don't remember her. She was just, my problem with Clarissa is she was too much of a stick. By the time we had television at our fingertips, and Topanga was just out there. I mean, you know, a little kid, you're like, Topanga was a woman amongst girls, and you were like, sorry, Clarissa, get to the back of the line. You ain't fucking trying to hang with Topanga. That was it. And then, yeah, the older sister from Step by Step as a kid, I was just fucking, like, in love with. Yeah, but no, she's...
Yeah, well, she got hot.
Yeah, that's also when she's a child, Shannon. Yeah. Please. All right, fucking D'Elia. D'Elia in the booth over there. Am I right?
Is this who you were talking about, Foley?
Or ew, Foley? Friend? Some fucking Jew broad? What's wrong with you?
There were two best friends. This is the first one.
Fucking Michelle Wolf.
That's not her.
That ain't her.
No, Shannon, left of the picture you have clicked, the girl in the blue.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Yes.
That's her.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And she was on an episode of fucking Entourage where she banged Vinny in a hotel room. Yeah.
There she is.
Great. Right.
Good for her.
Her and the mom from Who's the Boss I always liked. Blonde-headed lady.
I don't remember it.
It was an older, little fetishy thing.
Judith Light.
Yeah, Judith. She did it for me.
I kind of like Blanche from the Golden Girls, and I'm not even lying about that.
Oh, yeah. No.
She was super sexual.
It was just, she was a whore, right? This was before there was a Samantha, there was the Blanche, right? Yeah. So women understand, like, the only whore on television that was sort of, like, idolized was this old fucking slut.
She was getting it in, too.
She didn't give a fuck, dude. She didn't care. She every joke for her was about some guy's cock, and it was like, this bitch was fucking out there. And I remember as a kid just sexualizing Blanche and being like, oh, I'm really into this old lady. Like, I really like her. And I just remember being attracted to her. She was very pretty for an older lady.
Mm-hmm. I love the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls was hilarious.
Fucking great show.
It was a hilarious show.
It moves. The pacing of the writing. It's the show fucking moves, dude.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah, look at her.
90s gear, frosted tips.
Rue McClanahan.
There you go. Rue McClanahan.
It wasn't the oldest one was the youngest out of all of them in real life, right?
Estelle Getty.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
She'd get it, too.
She'd giddy it. Giddy up.
And be Arthur.
Yeah. You ever see Betty White when she was like first?
Why do we know all the Golden Girls' names? All of their names? Everyone just named them all in 8 seconds.
It was a great show. What do you
ever see old black and white Betty White when she was like fresh on the scene? Right?
Smoking.
Pull up young Betty White. Pull up young Betty White. Whoa.
Find full body.
There you
what?
Go.
Full body. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Shut the fuck up.
See if you can find a deep fake on her.
Dude, deep fake.
Deep fake Betty White now.
Shannon, can you hit up the deep fake guy and can we do a deep fake Betty White? Please?
Seriously, the full body old Betty White is.
Let me see it.
Dude.
Let me see it. Real quick, let's do some plugs because we're going to wrap up in just a few minutes. Foley, what do you got to plug, my brother?
We got Are You Garbage? Hot new podcast. Me, my good pal, Kevin James Ryan. We sit down with comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're garbage. Anywhere you can get podcasts, and we got the old YouTube channel. Are you garbage?
Fuck yeah, Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Tonight it's me, Chris from Brooklyn, and Gino Bisconte watching the Scott Baio Williams parody of Carrie Zapped from 1982.
Great movie.
And check out Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Fuck yeah, guys. I'll be back on the road next week. If you guys are in the Phoenix, Arizona area, stand up live. Myself, Kurt Metzger, the This Should End Well tour. Just one night, baby boy. We're dipping our toes in the water. We're going to be back on the road, so please stay tuned. If your city is open, your town is open, we're going to probably be coming there sooner than later. Please check out all the other podcasts here on the network. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. I have Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me. We have 22 of the greatest podcasts in the world, guys. You get the entire on-demand library for all these shows, over 9,000 hours of on-demand content, funniest podcasts on the planet, uncensored, ad-free. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything. Live chat is always fucking fire. Fire. Yeah, go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe on the YouTube page. You get all the latest stuff that I'm doing there. And check out the cartoon, the Real Ass Dude animated series presented by Yo Create. I'm also Skankfest South. Let me give people a quick update right now with what's going on with Skankfest South, also presented by Yo Create. Fucking shout out to Yo Create for coming out and supporting all this great content. Skankfest is happening September 25th through 27th in Houston, Texas at The Secret Group. Now, we were supposed to put tickets back on sale on July 4th. In Houston, they just had a spike in cases. And what I want to do is I don't want to put tickets back on sale. God forbid they have to move the event. It's a lot of work and a lot of effort to have to issue refunds. It's just the amount of manpower that it comes, plus reschedule all the comedians, reschedule the hotels. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that we just don't want to do that. So I'm saying right now we're putting a hold on when we are putting tickets back on sale until the smoke clears a little more. I just want to make sure we're not going to have to move it. God forbid we have to move this event again. It's too much to have to deal with a whole new fucking bunch of people that are looking for a refund. So hang tight. You're going to hear about it. Tickets will be on sale very, very soon. As soon as we feel comfortable and confident that that's not going to be the case, we will definitely be putting those tickets out there, and we're going to have the greatest weekend of your fucking life. That's all I got to plug. Shannon, what do you want to plug?
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is.
Dang.
We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
Yeah, girl. What was the video I just told you to pull?
It was Betty White, full body.
Whoa.
Right?
There you go.
Crazy.
Whoa, Betty White. One of her tits is bigger than the other one, though. That's why she never really popped. She's hot. She's gorgeous. It is bigger. Her right tit is substantially bigger than her left tit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Good for you, Betty White. Yeah, girl. Yeah, a lot of those old school bitches are hot. Like Marilyn Monroe was really beautiful. Like gorgeous, you know.
That feeling of power. You're the president, and you're fucking the biggest movie star in the world behind your wife's back, and then trading her off with your brother. Like at just fucking getting Boston drunk.
Fuck yeah, real ass dudes of the century right there. Look at Marilyn; she was beautiful.
Yeah,
dude. It was crazy.
And then when you're done, you're like, "Hey, kill her." Hey guys,
she's getting uppity.
Yeah,
I gotta murder this bitch.
You can't be crawling here. I told you that.
You can either die or fuck Ted.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun fucking show.
Yes, Foley, sir.
Love having you on every single time.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, please go check out All Your Garbage. Great podcast. Love those guys. So many great guests. We will be back on Monday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then. Have yourself a real ass weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.